This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3503 for Wednesday the 5th of January 2022. Today's show is entitled, Configuring Mumble. It is hosted by Ken Fallon, and is about 15 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, in this episode we will show you how to connect to the HPR community room on Mumble.
Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon and you're listening to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today we're going to be talking about how to connect to Mumble, a server, and joining a room, particularly the HPR community room on Delwyn's server. Some of this will be generic and some of this will be specific to the HPR use case. I'll try and keep you informed as to which is which. If you've never come across Mumble before, it's a chat client that was developed for the gaming community, and it is a bit like visiting a hotel, only in audio. And the hotel has various different conference rooms that you can go in and attend meetings. Depending on whether you're registered or not, or you have permissions for that room, you might be restricted to listening only, or you might be even allowed into the rooms, but the HPR room, you're allowed to go in and speak, and when you speak you will hear others in the room will hear what you're saying, and when they speak you will also hear what they're saying. There's also a chat section there that you can use as well for sharing text. However, specifically in the HPR New Year show, we tend to use an online shared document, and that makes storing of the show notes a lot easier. So we would ask you for that, that specific, to use that additional option. General thing, it's far better to use a microphone and headset for Mumble and position it as close to your mouth as possible, but a little bit off to the side. That way you don't get the heavy breathing sounds as much. And in this specifically, we will request that you, for HPR, all HPR events, that you set up push to talk and you disable text to speech for in the chat. And as I said, in the chat, it's really annoying if you're there and somebody pastes in a big long link and then text to speech starts speaking out the link that is there and microphones pick it up as a participant in the room is speaking. So that's quite annoying and disrupts the flow. So we won't be doing that. And we will also configure a key on your keyboard to be a push to talk key. And what that means is when you want to speak, you'll press that key down, and only when you have that key pressed down will what you say go into the room. And the reason we do that is the other options that are available to you can be triggered by a dog barking or a car going past or a fire alarm or something that's happening. And then you've walked away to get yourself a cup of tea and all of a sudden the noise from your microphone is coming in and interfering with the flow in the room. So those are the important things. Other than that, when you install the Mumble software, which you can download from the website. I'm not going to be going through that because there's how-tos on the website and it's different per operating system and distribution. But when you run Mumble the first time, there's a few things you need to do. You need to, there'll be a first run wizard, which you can run through. We'll be stepping through that. Then there's the process of connecting to a server. Now, depending on how you do this, if you click on the link that's in the show notes for this episode, you get direct to the Delwyn server and direct into the HPR room. But normally if you do this after the first run wizard, you'll be popped up with what server you want to connect to. But we'll be going through all of this anyway. So you install the software and the very first time that you run it, you get the introduction, which will be the Mumble audio wizard. And you can also trigger that via the audio menu at any time. So you click next on the first screen and you'll be presented with the devices that you want to use as an input and an output. Now, mostly that's set up to go to your default sound system, and within the operating system, default sound system, for example, on Linux, it's Pulse Audio. Within that pulse audio volume control, you can then control which microphone that you're using. And as I say, you want to be using a separate headset and microphone rather than the built-in one that's in your laptop. So you can click next on that page, and then you go to the page where you can device tune the latency. So obviously some audio is recorded and you can change the slider over and back. That's not very critical for HPR discussions. It might be more critical if you're doing gameplay. And then we go to the next page by clicking next, and you go to the volume tuning page where you can set the audio levels. You're presented with a bar. Blue is too quiet, green is the good zone, and red is too loud. So you don't want to be in the red zone, and you can just say a few words. And as you slide, there's a slider over and back underneath there. You can slide that over and back, and then you'll get to decide what levels is comfortable for you. Again, usually this is the defaults are usually fine, and you can just click next. So on an audio tuning screen, Tuning Wizard will now present you with the voice activity detection page. And this is the one, this is a very important one, where we're going to select push to talk. Now, I can't tell you which one to use. I use the cap locks key because I don't use the cap locks key, and I have it disabled on my system. So what I do is I click the push to talk, click in the box there, and then press the cap locks key. And once you've done that, you can press next. The next thing you're presented with is the quality and notifications. Quality is usually fine. You can leave it as balanced, it's fine. But the notifications, this is where you can go in and disable text to speech and use sound instead. So that's where we set that setting. And you can press next. Then it will play back some audio for you. And if you're using headphones, you can click the use headphones button, but again, the defaults are normally fine. So click next and click finish. And the very first time that you run Mumble, once the audio test wizard has finished, it will ask you to create a client certificate. And it does this so that it can uniquely identify your client among all the servers, rather than having to put in a username and password every time. An automatic certificate creation is absolutely fine. Just click next on that, and then that will be it. You press finish and you're pretty much done. So at this point, if you weren't clicking on the HPR link going to the HPR room, you would be selecting from one of the public servers. So there's various different worldwide regions where you can join Mumble servers, but you can also add your own by pressing add new, and then you can enter in the address, and in our case it's chatter.skyhaven.net. The port is 64738, which is the default one, and then your username, whatever you choose. Most people choose their on-air handle. In my case, for this, I'm going to be picking Ken1 because I have Ken used in other places. So, and then I just use chatter.skyhaven.net as the label. The correct spelling of that is in the show notes. I advise you to do a copy and paste in that one. It's important to think a little bit about the username that you do want to use, because once you register, and remember I said that you need to register in order to get access to some rooms basically on some servers. So just think about that. And then you press OK, and then your server's set up. If you haven't done that and you've gone straight to clicking the link after the first Mumble walkthrough has finished, you'll be brought to a page which will ask you to enter your nickname or your username, and you can put that in and press OK again, the same warning as before. In all cases, you'll be presented with a certificate for the server that you're trying to connect to, and it should begin with a 092205 and end with a 329C for Charlie, 23. And you just confirm that tells you basically what server you're connecting to, and you can press yes on that. So everything we're talking about now is specifically to in relation to the chatter.skyhaven.net server that Owen provides for us. And you'll be dropped into the root, which is essentially the lobby of the hotel. And you're going to see a lot of rooms in there. I see Colonel Panic, Linux in the house, the Linux Talk Show, Devrandom, etc. And I also see the HPR room. So what you could do, but you're not going to, is you could click on your own icon. It'll usually be highlighted, and you can drag it into any of those rooms. The room that you are going to drag your icon into first is the audio test room, and it's always good to do this, even if you're connecting to the server for the 7th, 8th time. It doesn't matter. Always very handy to go in there, and that is a separate room that's been set up for you, so that when you go in, it'll create a loop back. So if you go in there as Ken1, you will find that there's a new user created in there called Mimic-Ken1 in my case. And anything that I say will be repeated back to me. So I'm in root, I drag myself, click and hold on my icon, drag myself over the test room box and let go of the mouse. And then I'm now in that room. Sometimes on the left hand side where there's a text box, it will say you've just joined that room. I will give you just joined audio test, and then immediately after that it says that Mimic-Ken1 has connected and Mimic-Ken1 has entered the room. So that's a script that Opsy, the repeater bot, who is OP, the repeater bot, will do when you move into the room. So that's a good place to check out your audio. Now, when you say something, it'll be repeated back to you in 10 seconds. This is just the configuration of this particular server in this particular room. And don't forget to press your push to talk key, because everybody forgets to push to talk key, if you've ever heard. Sorry, I was on mute. It's the same thing, same sort of meme here. Don't forget to push it, you push to talk. Good thing to press your push to talk and just go count to 10 slowly. And then that will also tell you, you will hear back then the sounds. And as you're talking, your icon will turn from green to blue, and it will have like circles coming out of its ears, like as if there's, the Wi-Fi emanating radiation sort of thing from around your head, like a halo, I guess. And that way you know you're talking. On older versions of Mumble, your icon turned into red lips. So if you hear people talking about red lips, you know where that's coming from there. And if you hear your audio back, as I did when I was doing this test, and it was absolutely terrible, the reason, more than likely, is that your connection is not picking up your headset, headphone, and mic. So it's using your laptop one. So what you can do is then press your push to talk key and then lightly tap the microphone that you're going to be using. And then you should hear that tapping coming back. If you tap your external one, there's no way that the laptop would have detected that. So you can tell which one is the issue. And in my case, I'm using Pulse Audio Volume Control, PAVVU control, to switch devices. And what I do there is I open it up and then press the recording section. And it says Mumble microphone and from, and there I can select my external H2 microphone. And while I'm there, I also go and check the playback section, and you should see Mumble and Mumble speakers on. And then this says my wireless Bluetooth headsets. So satisfied that our audio is good, we can, same thing again, click and drag yourself from the audio test room into the HPR room. And that's it. Bob's your uncle, Mike's your aunt, and Tom's your first cousin. You might want to register yourself, so you can do that by your icon. You can do it in the root or anywhere really. It doesn't really matter which room. You can right click and then it pops up a menu that says change comments, send message, mute, deafen, etc. And in that case, you can click on the box register, and that says you're about to register yourself on the server. This action cannot be undone and your username cannot be changed once this is done and will be forever known as Ken1 on this server. Are you sure you want to register yourself? And I chose yes. So that's it. And you're now all set to use Mumble. Enjoy. I would advise, like everything else, the HPR room conventions are going to be different to DevRandom or some other rooms. Some will have listen-only rooms and some will have speak rooms. So have a listen, see what other people are doing, and enjoy using the software. That's it. Now tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR is kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.